There's a ritual involved in preparing a Muslim's body for burial. The corpse must be washed several times, dressed in a simple shroud, and then quickly buried by tradition on the day of death. Only certain people can perform this ritual, and they've been overwhelmed with the ongoing violence in Iraq. NPR's Jamie Terabay tells the story of one Iraqi woman who washes and prepares the bodies of the dead.
Water flows from a tap in the wall as Abbas moves about the body of an old woman lying on the cool cement floor. Relatives say the woman died of old age. They quietly chant, "God is great," as Abbas stands over the body in the small wash house. She knows what to do. She's been doing this for over 30 years.
I had no other choice. When life treats you cruelly, you are left without a lot of options. I was only 22 when I started. I had four children, and my husband didn't make enough to feed us. So I had to do this.
She closes her eyes in prayer, then bends to remove the old woman's clothes. Her long gray hair with remnants of henna spills out of her black veil. Abbas places a square of white cloth on the lady's private part and begins the ritual. She's done it many times. Earlier this week, it was a young girl killed in a car bomb.
And before that, there were two sisters. And before that, I cannot quite remember. It's just so many people of different ages, young women, children, old women. As you know, a car bomb doesn't discriminate. It just strips whatever people are there.
Abbas's wash house is in Qadamiya, a deeply religious Shiite district of Baghdad. There, many families bring their dead and prepare them for burial in Najaf, the Shiite city of cemeteries in the south.
They come from all over Baghdad and from Diyala province because they come to Baghdad on their way to Najaf. But mostly it's people who live in Baghdad.
Abbas dips a faded plastic container into a tub of water and pours it over the body. She takes a bar of soap made of olive oil and rubs it in small circles on the woman's scalp, creating a lather. She takes a loofah and scrubs every inch of skin, every finger, and every toe. She's careful and caring. She used to be frightened. The first time she washed a body, she couldn't eat or sleep.
It was the body of a woman who had been burned. I still remember her. When I went to sleep that night, I couldn't get her out of my head. I kept thinking about it. I was scared. I told myself that I would have to choose between starving or doing this. One day, they brought a body of a young woman who was in a burning car. She died holding tight to her baby.
Abbas said it was impossible to separate the two corpses.
A mother is always a mother, even if she's dead. This really broke my heart, more than any other incident I can recall.
Abbas has trained her daughters in the washing ritual. It's as close to a trade as they'll get, given little education and husbands who don't make enough to support them. There are few choices for poor women in Iraq, she says. If they didn't do this, her daughters might have turned to prostitution.
They either come to help or I save them a share of what I earn. Only because you cannot trust life. I do not want them to consider other options.
Abbas washes the old woman's body a second time, using water mixed with cedar or berry leaves. As she does this, she chants a prayer. Then she washes the body for a third time, this time with camphor, a powder made from bark that works like a liniment for the skin. Then she rinses the body again. The entire ritual takes over an hour. Sometimes, corpses are brought to Abbas still adorned with jewelry, the valuables she returns to the family, the clothes she keeps.
If they are clean, we take them for ourselves or give it to the poor.
The blue smock with white flowers she's wearing now belonged to someone else once upon a time.
Belonged to a dead woman, to be honest with you.
After completing today's washing ritual, Abbas gently pats the old woman's body dry with a towel. Then she puts camphor powder on the seven areas of a Muslim's body that touch the ground in prayer: the forehead, the palms of her hands, her knees, and her elbows. The whole time she recites verses from the Quran. Then she spreads a large white shroud onto a block of cement. Other women help her lift the body onto the shroud. Abbas then places a dry white cloth over the torso, another over the head. Sometimes, Abbas says, the relatives bring beads or a ring made of mud to place on the body.
We also put dust on her eyes, as if to say that the only thing man should take with him to the grave is dust.
Abbas doesn't get paid for her work, but families usually tip her around 10,000, 15,000 Iraqi dinars, about $6 to $10. The increase in violence has brought Abbas a lot of work lately. She says young Iraqi women are eager to do this work now because it's one way of retaining honor and purity in a place that is disintegrating into chaos. But there are rules, she says.
She should know how to be kind to the family of the dead because they are bereaved. She should recite certain Quranic verses.
She must also have deep faith, especially in the hereafter. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.
NPR reporter Isra Al-Rubai contributed to that report.